granite. And that is very, very interesting.
Yes.
I don't know if you went
up
that way.
I walked up that way, yes I did. Is there a difference between a stone and a rock? I don't, do people in this area, because they do so much with minerals and mining?
This is one thing my husband and I used to argue about.
Tell me, what was the argument?
He said a stone was something that came from a creek bed. And a rock was something that came from the side of the mountain. And I say a stone is a stone and a rock is a rock and they're one and the same.
Yeah,
so we never
difference.
Resolved it. We just, you know, played around and argued about it.
Well,
we never
that's helpful,
thought
though.
About it, but
that's
we just
helpful.
Argued.
Do you remember what kind of plows in the old days people would use? Were there different kinds of plows?
My dad had one he called an A-frame. And he had one he called a harrow, which was... a series of plows and was pulled by...
To dig up the dirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you have ever had anything called a lister?
Yeah, he had a lister.
Okay. Was that like the A-frame plow or was that different?
That was different. I think, I can't remember exactly what the... I think the lister had a series of A-frame plows on it.
It was bigger.
Uh-huh, it
could
was bigger.
Could do more rows
yeah.
at a time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a gee-whiz? Is that
yeah.
a word that's familiar in terms
doesn't,
of a farming
doesn't
tool?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. You mentioned a harrow. Would that be a spring tooth harrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a buck scraper?
No. Nobody ever had.
How about
I've heard of buck boards.
But what is that?
That's a wagon.
Okay. Buck board wagon.
Yeah.
What kind of wagon was that used to haul hay?
They used to use them mostly to go to town, I think. It was kind of the poor man's version of the carriage.
Okay. Okay. Just load everybody up and
yeah.
go to town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a Fresno?
No.
Okay. That's
I remember
nice.
That.
Okay. Now, the thing, these are just some pronunciation I'm doing. The thing that sheepmen would use to cut wool off.
Shears.
Okay. And the thing you drive a nail into a piece of wood with?
Hammer.
Okay. And the thing people drive around in nowadays?
Car?
Yeah.
That was...
yeah. Wait, how did y'all get here from back east? Did y'all...
We had a truck. It was a, what they call a stake bed.
A stake bed?
Yeah. It was a flat bed truck with stakes on the sides, and they put the canvas over and tied them to the stakes somehow.
So bigger than a pickup truck.
It was bigger than a pickup, yeah. I think it was about a 1 ton or maybe a ton and a half. Mm.
And y'all just loaded everything up into there and came.
And whatever we couldn't get in the truck, we didn't.
Just left behind.
We just left behind.
Huh.
It's sad
yeah.
when poor people
probably,
move.
Well, probably a lot of stuff that meant a lot to
us. It meant a lot to us.
Yes,
a lot of things my mother really wanted to keep that we just couldn't bring.
Yeah.
But she did go back, and they had left it in storage with a friend, and she got a lot of it. When they went back, they were out here about 5 years, and then they went back to Lanigan, and a lot of it was still intact and still in good shape.
Lanigan is a town?
A town in Missouri.
Okay. Now, did your husband or did your father have guns? Did they own guns and rifles? And stuff?
Both of them.
What
kind? Gun collectors.
Yeah. Do you know some of the different kinds?
My dad was a gun collector. His favorite was 22s. He loved the 22s and shotguns.
Mm.
And my husband was, he liked the bigger guns, the deer rifles, the 30-06 and the 30-30. And he has, I still have a Belgian army rifle that was carried in 1897 or something, carried in a war that the Belgians fought. I don't remember who they were fighting now, but it's a Belgian
antique.
Army rifle, antique.
The things you put into a rifle, the shoot, what are they called?
Bullets.
Okay. They ever called anything else? You ever
shells.
You ever call them a cartridge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that?
Cartridge.
Okay. They have pistols. Were those common or was it mostly rifles?
You know, they had, my dad had 27 pistols when he passed away.
27. He really was a gun collector.
Yes, he really was. Uh-huh. Well, he had just opened an antique.